Obviously, congratulations. Just a great night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's really neat, you know, and all these, you just listen to all the accolades of the people in the room. It's pretty amazing to be part of that. I mean, some tremendous wrestlers, some guys that, you know, watched wrestle and win state titles, and some officials I've been seeing since I've been coaching, and just a neat night to get to be part of that and part of a great organization like IWCUA. I mean, you know, they do a tremendous job with all the things that they put on and promote around the state, and obviously Illinois is a great wrestling state, and it's something that you're proud to be part of.
You know, it kind of humbles you to look at that list, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, you know, and then, you know, Coach Exton being a Hall of Famer, being my coach, and then Bob Culverson, another Vandalia native, you know, as far as I know, we're the only two Vandalia natives to make the list, so, you know, it's pretty cool. You know, you put a lot of work into it, a lot of people help you get there, and it's neat to get a chance to be recognized, and, you know, then I feel like my goal is to help other people now to achieve the same recognition and just keep promoting our sport.
You know, you're stepping away from the high school side, but I know this is far of the end with you working with wrestling for sure.
Yeah, I want to be part of the sport as any way I can, you know, whether that's, you know, supervising or helping with the kids' club as, you know, my boys get into the sport. And, you know, there's a lot of different avenues, you know, from, you know, administratively helping to coach. You don't have to just be a coach, you know. And then, obviously, one more year as athletic director, hopefully I can continue to mentor our coaches. And, you know, Coach Meyer is going to do a great job. Excited to see him take the reins and what he can do.
A couple of your wrestlers got recognized tonight, too. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, obviously, you know, Sophie being a two-time state champ with her recognition and her award. And then, you know, Tyson winning the Class A Outstanding Wrestler, something that we've never had before. And hopefully, you know, in the next year or two, we'll have a couple more. And but pretty neat when you're recognized as the best wrestler in Class A in the whole state. So pretty prestigious honor and three-time state champion, well-deserving.
When you look back on this season, it was pretty incredible. I know it didn't end exactly how you wanted it to, but it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, a little bit of time, a little bit of reflection, you know, allows you to realize how tremendous of a season it was. And at the time, you know, it's a special group, and you're trying to enjoy it, you know, because when you're younger, you don't necessarily have that perspective. As you get a little bit older and do it for a little bit longer, you kind of realize those things. And then, you know, obviously it was disappointing, and it was tough to take for a while, but hopefully I've, you know, gotten past that and realized that the amount of work and effort that went into, I mean, it doesn't happen every year, and it's just a tremendously special season. Good news is we got a lot of those guys back, and they're going to carry on the work next year, and we're going to get there real soon.